When I was a child, there were a lot of parties. One afternoon, it was that time again. The wine and beer were flowing. The mood had already reached the turning point, and there was that unsettled feeling in the air. The comfortable togetherness was becoming increasingly uncomfortable, and behind the jolly banter, an unspoken threat seemed to loom. Anyone who might happen to interfere with the free exercise of the fundamental right to party and have fun would be flirting with high treason. And everyone knows where that ends up. Bursts of laughter erupted with increasing frequency, with one or two voices bellowing out over the fray. What was the motor that kept this machine running? I hated this overheated atmosphere. Everywhere there were people I didn't like, and suddenly I felt very alienated in my own home. But where could I go? I went into my mother's bedroom. There the merriment had given way to unrestrained resignation. Two women sat on the bed, dead drunk, sobbing with great abandon. I could barely stand it. It seemed like what was going on here was never going to end. Torpor was like a colorless substance seeping through the house, transforming the people. I became afraid that it would keep spreading and spreading, engulfing everything. Would it not spare me either? There was nothing to limit it. Nothing that could protect me or keep me away from its current. I ran up to my room, threw the furniture around, demolished the lampshade, ripped the posters from the wall, and dumped my clothes out of the drawers until I had laid waste to everything. When it was over, I sat down on the floor, waiting and trying to collect myself. This was my personal contribution to the party. I stood up. I wanted to present myself triumphantly to my mother, to show her that I was still there. She went up to my room with me, had a look around, and just sighed. Without protest, she accepted the desolation. "Now there's nothing more to be done with you either," said her gaze, and she went back downstairs. Her thoughts were far off, as I soon noticed. It was like death. How long had I sat there? At some point, I pulled myself together and overcame my lethargy. The party was over, and the guests had all gone home. It looked like it always did after such a party. My home was a deserted encampment, stinking of alcohol and cold smoke, annexed by strangers, used, abandoned. I reproached my mother for all the people and for the chaos that they had left behind, but she still didn't fly into a rage at me. She put the glasses on a tray. I looked out the window, and then it happened all by itself. Reflexively, I punched the window pane. For a fraction of a second, I felt it shatter. I heard the breaking glass, saw how the blood shot out from my wrist and didn't stop. I paused for a moment. I was there. I was no longer limitless.